So why don't we talk about some of your cases? And we were talking about metastatic HER2-positive disease. Maybe you can start out with your 56-year-old lady who was diagnosed, looks like almost 20 years ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's a really interesting patient. She's a 56-year-old, extremely fit woman who I only met her 5, 6 years ago, actually. And she was diagnosed at 37 and received AC and then tamoxifen. And that was back in 1999 before we started using adjuvant trastuzumab, ER-positive, HER2-positive disease, node negative. And unfortunately, because HER2 wasn't targeted, she recurred in her liver in 2011 with multiple metastasis. And the biopsy now showed ER-PR negative disease, HER2-positive. And she was living in Detroit at that time. I was being treated at the Karmanos Center, and she received paclitaxel trastuzumab for 3 months, and she did not respond. And then she went on to vinorelbine trastuzumab for 8 months with response followed by progression. And so then at Karmanos, they put her on capecitabine and lapatinib in 2012, and she had a nice response to that. And scanning showed just one residual solitary liver metastasis. And so they did cryotherapy for that. And then she moved to Dallas. So she arrived and she was on lapatinib and capecitabine, and she was basically NED in her liver. So we kept her on that, of course. And in September 2013, she progressed in her bone and multiple liver metastasis. And so I started T-DM1 in September 2013, and she went into a complete response. And she has basically stayed in that complete response up until now. But very slowly, in the last 2 to 3 years, very slowly, she's developed thrombocytopenia, never clinically significant. But when her platelets fell under 70,000 and she had been on the T-DM1 for 5 years, still in a complete response, we talked it over and decided to switch her to trastuzumab plus pertuzumab as a maintenance therapy. So that's what she's on now. So I hope she will stay there. And she's been on this maybe about 6 to 9 months. She just had some staging done. She's still NED, but I was uncomfortable continuing the T-DM1 with the platelets. They were just kind of very slowly but steadily falling. And when she got down into the 60s, I thought, no, that's too low for me. I wanted to back it off. So she hasn't recovered her platelets yet, but they've stopped falling. But I think in my experience, she will recover her platelets. It's interesting. She's one of several patients who have had the very, very, very best responses to T-DM1 on the heels of lapatinib. Lapatinib and capecitabine are just plain lapatinib. And it's interesting, lapatinib leads to the upregulation of HER2, which, of course, might make the T-DM1 even more effective. So when you're blocking that HER2 tyrosine kinase end of it with lapatinib, you get upregulation big time of HER2 to try to push through the lapatinib. And I've mentioned that to folks in the past, and they were interested in that. It'd be interesting too. Once we get the big data, you know, the big data sets where we can look at the patterns of who benefits the most from T-DM1, I think it'll be interesting to see whether in some patients, you know, there was immediately antecedent lapatinib. We just don't use lapatinib as much as we used to. But this is an interesting case. She's one of several that have brought that to mind in my practice.